Hola de nuevo. Soy Gordon. Welcome to Lightspeed Spanish. And this is video number 2 in the series Taking the Mystery Out of the Subjunctive. Okay. So what we talked about in the first video was that, yes, there are lots of rules that are written about the subjunctive and the lots of the whys and the wherefores. However, really, they don't help you quite often. In fact, what they tend to do is cause more confusion. So what I've discovered is, as I teach the subjunctive, is that it's much better to focus on the triggers. What is it that makes the subjunctive necessary? Yeah? How do you know? All right. Before we go into the first group, which is the hope group, okay? What I'd like to just clarify is this. When you have a trigger that appears, okay, in the subjunctive, when there's a trigger that appears, what happens is immediately after the trigger, whatever verb comes after the trigger appears, that's the verb that needs to be in subjunctive. Okay, now I'll rephrase that so it's absolutely clear. Once a trigger is fired, and we're going to use this a lot, okay, I'm going to give you some triggers first. Once the trigger is fired, the very next verb relating to that is in the subjunctive. Only the next verb. So it's kind of the trigger is fired, and the verb neutralizes that trigger, okay, by being in subjunctive. After that, it's done. The trigger has done the subjunctive, finished. And then you move on, okay? Also, you need to know two terms, subjunctive and indicative. Okay, indicative means just normal, a normal verb, everyday verb being used in a normal way. Okay, like yo como, that's indicative. All right, and the subjunctive, obviously, we're talking about that now. Okay, so one of the biggest triggers that happens is the word K, okay? Because K tends to work in conjunction with other verbs to create what's called a trigger, what I'm calling a trigger, okay? So it works together. So very often you're going to use K, but K on its own does not necessarily mean that you have to use subjunctive. So that's important because K, like se in Espanol, is probably one of the most overused words. It's everywhere. My students always say, ¿qué? What does it mean? It's everywhere. Well, it has various meanings. But with the subjunctive, it tends to go hand in hand. Okay? So you'll see as we go. You'll see that ¿qué? Has an important role. So we're in the wish, the hope, the hopey wish area. Okay? When you use expressions that say, give a hope or a wish, that's subjunctive. That's a trigger for the subjunctive. So the first one is esperar que. All right? Literally, to hope that. Esperar is to hope or to wait. But in this sense, it's hope. Okay? So when you say espero que, that is a trigger for the subjunctive. It cannot be said without the subjunctive being used. It is always going to demand the subjunctive. Espero que. Okay? I hope that. So, when you use it, the very next verb that you put on must be in the subjunctive. So, let's do an example. Espero que. I hope that they come tomorrow. I hope that they come tomorrow. Okay? Now, to come, venir. Okay? What's the yo form of venir? Vengo. So we know that venir is an IR verb, so it has to be an AR. And we also know that it has go, so that needs to be a ga. So as I think Michel Thomas, bless him, he often says the go goes, go ga ga. Okay? So I like that. That's helpful. Okay, so I hope that they come tomorrow. Espero que vengan mañana. Espero que vengan mañana. Okay? So what have you done? Espero que is your trigger. The next verb, venir, changes from vienen to vengan. Why? Because you're using the yo form, which is vengo, and you're changing the IR to an AR, venga. And then you're choosing the right person, obviously, which is they, vengan. Okay, does that make sense? I hope it does. The more that we do this, the more that it'll come just very naturally to you. So that's one hope. Now, what I'm going to suggest to you is this, okay? What I find with myself and with other students, the more information you have, the more confusing it becomes. The more information you have, or the more options you have, the more overloaded your mind gets. And you start getting this mix of all kinds of stuff together. So what my suggestion is that you choose one or two or three out of each group that we're going to go through. Don't try and memorize and use all of the group, because in English you do not use every expression out there. Everybody has the favorite ways of saying something. So why don't you do the same in Spanish and give yourself a break? So don't try and learn them all. Just listen to what I've got to offer and say, well, I think I'm going to use this one and this one. Even if it's just one in the group, that you can probably manipulate into most things. The reason I'm saying that is because if you try and remember all, you'll confuse yourself. But also, you're still going to learn the subjunctive by listening to other people, because other people are going to use their favorite expressions. So it's only when you are talking, it's much better for you to have a couple that you absolutely know certainly than it is to try and have 50 of them that you're not quite sure about. Okay? Does that make sense? Okay, brilliant. So we've got the first one. Espero que, esperar que, to hope that. This is in the hope group, trigger for the subjunctive. The next one is ojalá. Mm-hmm. For example, how would we use that one? I'm always with ojalá. I'm always tempted to use the imperfect subjunctive. So I tell you what we're going to do with that one. I'm just going to leave ojalá to one side for the moment. Okay? Let's just leave that. And we'll come back to ojalá. But we'll do the next one in the hope group, which is quizá. Now, you've got two options. You can say quizá or quizás. You choose. They're both identical. So, quizá. And that one is like maybe. Maybe. Okay? So, if you say maybe, maybe they're coming tomorrow. Maybe they're coming. Okay? So that would be quizá, trigger for the subjunctive. Quizá vengan mañana. So we're using the same verb, vengan. Maybe they're coming tomorrow. Quizá vengan mañana. Okay? So it's a bit sort of hopey, a bit wishy-washy, but that's the trigger. Quizá. Venga mañana. What about this one? Maybe he eats fish. Maybe he eats fish. Okay? So, quizás. And what would it be? To eat, comer. So it's an ER, so we know that the ER has to go to an AR. Is there anything weird about the yo form? No. So, quizá, coma, pescado, él. Yeah. Quizá, coma, pescado. Maybe he eats fish. Okay? So, quizá is always a trigger for the subjunctive. But you notice with quizá there isn't a K, is one of the very few that triggers the subjunctive without K. Okay? Quizá venga mañana. Maybe he's coming tomorrow. Quizá coma pescado. Quizá beba vino. Maybe he drinks wine. Quizá beba. So there's beber. Flip it over from ER to AR. Quizá beba vino. So there we've got two hopi triggers. I hope that, espero que, and quizá, maybe. Okay? Now, in that group, there are only two. So, and both of them are slightly different, aren't they? One's a maybe, and one's I hope. Okay? So, both of those are worthwhile having in your pocket. ¿Vale? Entonces, vale, vamos a ir al siguiente video y vamos a hablar de un grupo de lo que se llama opiniones. A group of opinions, okay? So which are the next group of triggers. Okay, so hasta el próximo video. Adiós.